there. First, let's talk about beginnings. Because we are here to, God willing, in an hour or so, celebrate a new beginning. I want to talk about life's beginnings first, though, mine in particular. I was born so early. A tiny little preemie baby you could hold in one hand. And I don't know or care to know the reasons why, but I entered the world without parents to take me home from the hospital. Born without a home, without relationships that create a family. I was put up for adoption right at birth. And then a couple knowing full well and for sure that there was a place in their family for children they did not yet have, they came to see me, and it was love at first sight. But oh, the preparations they had to make. They had to set up their apartment for a child, for a newborn, everything that a child needs, and a social worker had to come, do the home visits, check everything out. They had to show proof of this and that and jump through the hoops and the paperwork, but they knew in their house, in their family, they had a place for me. So that after that first meeting, they went home and they prepared that place for me so they could come back and take me so that where they were there, I would be also. Does that sound at all like the gospel? In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself so that where I am there, you may be also. I wanted to plant in your mind a different image other than God's house is the heavenly abode. What if this is more about our lives right now? Our love right now, the ways we connect, the relationship that God invites us into. I hope now God's house doesn't sound so much like a thing in a place, deluxe apartment in the sky, but something much more fulfilling. An intimate relationship. We're no longer talking about God's house, but God's household. The people that live, God lives with and among day to day. And in that family, there is a dwelling place, an abiding place, a seat at the dining table just for you. This is not a better real estate sermon. This is a better relationship sermon. God has the love, you see, the love, the heart, the emotional bandwidth, the spiritual capacity to carve out a unique relationship with you, even now, especially now, as our relationships are not playing out in the way they usually do, as they perhaps are not all that we wish them to be. Remember how the disciples are experiencing troubling times. The event right before this chapter is the betrayal of Judas, and he ends up running out on them. The disciples lose one of their own, a friend, and I don't know what happened, if it was fear or greed or panic or something else. Something got to Judas. And now Jesus has started saying at this point in the gospel that he's leaving. And the disciples can't follow him right now. And it's all getting very stressful for them. It's getting tense. Their sense of fellowship, their togetherness is being broken up. They are starting to grieve the changes in these relationships that were very much lived out in person together, not all together, unlike our lives. You see, John's gospel is all about incarnation, right? That word that takes us back to Christmas time, to the beginning, right? Remember, in the beginning, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, right? John's all about how God is present with us in a very tangible way, that quality of God. And suddenly, bam, the disciples are hit with the realization of an ending to this of sorts. And it hurts. It does. What are they to make of Jesus no longer dwelling with us in person, in the flesh, day to day? And so Jesus, in his usual way, he pulls a very smooth move out of his bag of tricks here. I like how the Message, as a scripture paraphrase, describes Jesus' birth. It says the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. Well, Jesus extends an invitation in the gospel reading today for us to move into God's neighborhood. You see how that worked from dwelling to dwelling? God moving in with us at Christmas time, us moving in with God. Now, this relationship, you see, of faith is not ending. It is growing. It is transcending. It is moving on up. In God's love, nothing can separate us. Places can distance us. Things can be broken. But the personal relationship and love with which God receives us into the household of faith, that only grows, especially in times where we need connection most. Which all sounds good, but there's one kink in the plan. We've got two of the disciples, right, Thomas and Philip, and they're the logistics experts. Let's not forget about them. And they seem to be missing some key directions about how all these pieces are going to come together, how this is going to work. They ask, how are we going to get into the Father's house? What's the way? Show us. Right? They're still focused on house, not household. Place, not person. And Jesus famously replies, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You come to the Father through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. Whoever has seen me has seen my Father. You see, our faith is not tied to a place, to a church building, even to a crazy notion of a mansion in the sky, but to a person. I am the way, Jesus says. Relationship with me, faith in me, is the way for us to find connection, to find fellowship, to find community now and forever into the future. I was thinking about those disciples and their troubled hearts and their fear of being left behind, left alone. And one of our common platitudes came to mind, one that is probably quite grating on our ears right now that we don't want to hear, right? We have this saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. One of the things we say to try to be comforting, but let's be real, that's not comforting. I'm so glad that what our Lord reminds us of today is not absence, but presence. In Christ, we dwell with God and with our brothers and sisters and kindred in Christ. We are connected in love in an unbreakable and unshakable way. When Jesus takes his leave from the disciples, what we learn is that he is not creating a hole. He is not creating an absence. He is creating a deeper presence. The opportunity to dwell together in God's love, in such rich community, in such close family, with such faith. Deeper presence. One that enables us to overcome our temporary troubles of being apart. That is what Christ is doing for us. A deeper presence. Friends, this is the moment to believe. To believe there is a way of dwelling in faith, in hope, in love with the whole family of God united together right now. This is the moment to believe that in absence there is presence. Christ bringing us all together in love in the household of God. With all this uncertainty, we have this certainty. Where I am, there you may be also. It's a promise. It's a promise from our Lord. A declaration that in Christ, we are never alone. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You are included. You are welcome. There is a place for you. You know the way. Let us rejoice in the blessing of meeting up in God's household, being united in God's love, and calling one another brother, sister, kindred spirit, yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.